the Toronto Sun, comments like Indo-Canadian, Asian-Canadian, Japanese-Canadian, Italian-Canadian would all be a thing of the past. And joining me on air is Arthur Weinreb. He's an author, a columnist, and associate editor of the Canada Free Press. Arthur, thank you very much for joining me.
Morning, Adrian.
Thanks
for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. For starters, tell us a little bit about the Canada Free Press. It's a website that I've discovered at www.canadafreepress.com. You have not been in existence for too long under this title, but there is a little bit of history to the Canada Free Press.
No, it started off as with different name variations, Toronto Free Press, which was a local free paper in Toronto. And then when websites started to become in vogue, we started a website. And we were coming out monthly at that time, and then we decided to go weekly on the web. And then next thing you knew, we decided we were going daily. And because we broadened our internet publication past just Toronto issues, we decided we changed the name to Canada Free Press.
Well, it's a very good website. And
thank you.
Some great columnists and authors from a very wide spectrum, and hopefully you'll see a little bit more traffic from Manitoba after you and I have a conversation. Your stuff has been appearing in Newsmax.com and News Daily, The Drudge Report, Fox News, and what's becoming more and more popular is The Rant. So you're ubiquitous. You're everywhere. And fortunately, we have you with us here in Winnipeg on CGOB 68. And all right, I'm gonna let you tell the story about how the Toronto Sun is trying to completely eliminate hyphenated Canadians.
Well, I got a copy of the Sun Monday morning, which was the day after Italy won the World Cup, and they had a large headline spread across page 2 and page 3 that said, "Italians fire up their cup passion," and something struck me as being a little wrong. There were pictures making it, you know, obvious people celebrating the cup victory. And then when I started reading it, because as you're no doubt aware, newspapers like The Sun have special headline writers, and I thought maybe it was just the way the headline was done. But the article itself referred to the people who were partying as in Toronto as Italians as opposed to Italian-Canadians.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And I just wondered, well, how else did the other Toronto papers deal with it? And I went to the National Post, and they properly described the people as Italian Canadians, and I thought it was interesting. Both the Globe and Mail and the Toronto Star just described them as soccer fans, and they quoted people and described them as having, you know, Italian flags painted on their faces or being wrapped in Italian flags or waving the flag. So I mean, it was obvious that they were Italian Canadians,
right?
So it probably didn't have to be said, but I just thought it was strange, and I counted at least two places in the article itself where these people were referred to as Italians rather than Canadians or Italian Canadians.
Well, is this political correctness gone amok, or is this just going way in the other direction?
Like, to me, it's almost like it's going full circle. You know, like years ago when large immigrant groups came over, I'll take the Italians because that was just what we happen to be talking
sure.
about in relation to the article. You know, they would be called Italians or worse. And then, sort of, I guess, around the 70s and 80s, you know, when immigration became at least more acceptable to the vast majority of people, they were called hyphenated Canadians. And now it seems like we're, you know, we're going in full circle again, at least as far as the Toronto Sun is concerned, is they're simply Italians now.
Well, I remember when my parents first moved to Canada, they came here in 67, mm-hmm. We referred to ourselves as East Indians. And now we're Indo-Canadians,
yeah.
Which is, I think that one came up, oh, maybe 10 years ago. So yeah. I'm still getting used to it. I do refer to myself as a Canadian, but sometimes if we put the hyphen in front, just, I don't know, maybe for clarification, I don't know. Sometimes to me it seems pretty darn obvious, but the Toronto Sun wants to do away with this altogether.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you had to say something and not refer to them as fans. I mean, in the World Cup story, it's obviously of some relevance that these people are of Italian heritage because they're out celebrating Italy's win in the World Cup. But to simply call them Italians, I just thought was bizarre.
It's not the only sort of bizarre turn that the Toronto Sun paper has taken, as you point out in your piece, No Hyphenated Canadians for the Toronto Sun, on www.canadafreepress.com. The small-c conservative populist paper ran an editorial last month calling for a radical British imam to be allowed into Canada to speak.
Yeah, that surprised me. Sort of, you know, we should let anybody in, presumably if they don't have a criminal record, which this imam doesn't have. It's almost like I compared them to the group No One Is Illegal. Like, suddenly everybody has a right to come into Canada, and they thought that this guy should be allowed to come here no matter what he said, so that people could listen to him and oppose him. And although there's some, you know, logic to that.
Yeah, and just to clarify, the group No One Is Illegal is a extreme left-wing group that thinks anybody and everybody should be open and allowed to come into our country regardless of past or whatever the case may be.
That's right, and anybody that gets to Canada should automatically become a citizen.
And so we are, one of our, a very well-read paper is suggesting that we allow one of these guys into our country to speak and go on about the ways of which he believes in.
Yeah, and I thought it was almost funny. I saw the associate editor, Laurie Goldstein, on Hamilton TV station talking about this, and he mentioned both David Aheneku and Ernst Sundel. in talking about you know, things that this guy is alleged to have said, or the imam or might have said. And I talked to her and I said, well, you know, the issue isn't really hate speech. The issue is, you know, control of our borders. And David Aheneku is here because he's a Canadian citizen, and Ernst Sundel isn't, and he's not here.
That's right.
So, I mean, you know, to me it was just bizarre.
Well, the point being, I think that the point that's trying to be made is that Canada already has a reputation of being lax when it comes to some of these policies of porous borders, obviously with the United States or whatever the case may be, and allegedly the terrorists came from Canada during some of them came from Canada from the 9/11 attack. So these are things that we face out there as red already. You know, Canada's soft on this sort of stuff.
Yeah, and you know, the imam only wanted a visitor's visa to come. You know, he's got no right to be in Canada. And I think people have been denied visitor's visa for a lot less reason than he was, if in fact he was denied the visa.
Well, I think that, I don't know, I think that there is no rationale for it, obviously, but I do want to bring this conversation full circle and back to the hyphenating of it, because it does bring us back so many years to the era of political correctness, and as you mentioned, bringing it full circle now, and we hear things like reverse racism and how you know, the typical white male is being you know, put down, or you know, his rights are being compensated for those of minority rights and whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. I think everybody should just go back to acting normal. You know, we make people angry, that's the reality, but enough is enough already.
And you know, I think what is actually a Canadian has disappeared in terms of being anything other than A, not an American,
yes,
and B, having a relationship with some country outside of Canada.
And if you would have asked the former Liberal government, it would have been wrapping yourself so tightly in the flag you're almost choking yourself.
Oh, of course.
So, and anything that's anti-American apparently is Canadian these days. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining me this morning. I've been chatting with Arthur Weinreb. He's the associate editor of Canada Free Press. You can log on to www.canadafreepress.com to read his stuff and all of the other interesting information on their website. I'm Adrian Batra. This is CGOB 68.
In a cold